Kalila Chasvashalom, we should say Ki Yaramik Raisapai. This is just a coincidence. It's happenstance. Olena Lodasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Melech Odein Lakol Haaretz, as it says in the Parsha Lamanteida, Ki Lashem Haaretz. And therefore he says, when something like that happens, and he says, and there are terrible things happening in America and in Germany, and all of this doesn't affect us here in Radin, it doesn't affect us here in Poland perhaps. Chofetz Chaim says it must affect us. And we must take it as a wake-up call. We don't have to go further than this week's parsha. Hashem has to lay it out for us in our generation so clearly on a silver platter. He says, you're going to read the Rashi in this week's parsha anyhow. So I'll make this tragedy occur. This tragedy of tens of thousands of human beings dying, buildings being crushed. I'll make it happen in this week's parsha, so you'll learn the Rashi anyway in Parshas Vayera, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. We all know the Rashi, but just let's repeat it over. Let's say it over to ourselves one more time. Why did Hashem bring the 10 Makos? Why did Hashem bring 10 terrible plagues on the Egyptians? Oh, we know why. Because they were terrible people, the Egyptians. And that's why Hashem brought Makos. And Rashi says that's not the answer. Rashi says Hashem only brings things, Hashem only brings tragedy if people will listen. And he says in this case the Egyptians will not pay heed. In this case the Egyptians will not listen to my message. But yet there are many Jews in Egypt and they will listen to my message. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I know the Ummas HaOlam in this case will not take part. They won't take Lev Shalom Lashuv to do tshuva. So instead of them just giving in to the pressure, I will harden Paray's heart, and therefore I will be able to display my miracles in Mitzrayim. Laman harbois v'yosoysai v'sakiru atem eskivurasi. At least you, Bnei Yisrael, will see my greatness. At least you, Bnei Yisrael, will see my strength. What was it in Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim was a normal country with all the marketplaces running. The buildings were, the pyramids were standing. Everything was on with like the normal course of action. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu flipped everything over on its head. It's when the things go out of whack is when we see how much Hashem is in control. Not because He's able to manipulate things for the worst, but it's because we see when things don't go as we expect them to go, then we finally awaken ourselves to say, hey, what happened until now? What happened until now? All of a sudden now something starts hurting me. What happened until now? I felt fine. Who was that? When we see a lack of Seder in order, then we finally realize of how much order there was. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Paranias Alumbay 75 of them, Hashem brings terrible punishments on nations of the world, perhaps for no fault of their own. Perhaps they're innocent, but Hashem does it. Kedei sheyishmu Yisrael v'yirou, in order that the Jews hear this and they fear Hashem. Shenem erchrati goyim. Hashem says, I crush, I destroy goyim neshamu pinaisam, and I destroy their buildings. And amarti, I say one thing, Hashem. Ah, tiri oisi. Don't look at CNN and see the devastation, and don't look into the scientists and see how did this happen. And don't count how many seconds were on the Richter scale and what magnitude it was. Hashem says, Tiri Isi, look at me and fear me. That's what Hashem wants over here. In a very similar vein, When things happen from far away, it's hard for us to connect and to relate to it, perhaps. But as the Ran says, when it happens far away and we don't take heed then, Hashem has to bring it closer and closer. And another reason we thought to gather those that could come out tonight, and it was short notice, but it is significant. We appreciate the presence of Rabbi Steinberg, which adds chashivas to this important maimed. Another reason why we thought it was appropriate to have a gathering of tefillah, that there are several chaylim in our community. Now, community is made up of various people. A community is called a tzibur. Tzibur, tzadi, beis, reish. Tzadi, beis, reish is for tzadikim, beinonim, and rishayim. And in every tzibur, there are tzadikim, and beinonim, and rishayim. And we would expect that our Hashem wants to wants us to hear His message, He would take the rishayim and allow them to be used for the tzibur to do tshuva. And in fact, we find it's the tzadikim. It's the tzadikim. David HaMelech says, Toshev Enosh Ad Daka. Hashem takes one person, Ad Daka, and He pushes the person to the brink. Ad Dechducha Shel Nefesh, Chazal say. Vatoymer, and David HaMelech says, what's Hashem saying? Shuvu B'nei Adam. It's not even for that person. It's not for the tzaddik, but it's for everyone else. Toshev Enosh, one person, that one tzaddik, but it's Shuvu B'nei Adam. Hashem says it's because I want everybody to listen. And that's why it has to be the tzaddik many times. Because if it was the Russia, what would you expect? But the tzaddik, that's what awakens us. The tzaddikim of the tzibur is what awakens us. And perhaps if Hashem says Shuvu B'nei Adam, if Hashem is saying do tshuva, maybe the tshuva we have to do is in tefillah. We daven so much, we say so much tehillim. Why does it seem sometimes our tefillahs are not being listened to? We read 2 weeks ago in the parsha, Yaakov Avinu says, "Becharbi uvekashti with my sword and my bow and zuf tefillah." Tefillah is compared to a sword. But indeed, we know what happens when a sword is dull. If a sword is not sharp enough, then it can't accomplish what it has to. And perhaps that's the problem. Our tefillahs are being said, but maybe there's a problem with our tefillahs. And if there's a problem with our tefillahs, they don't have the power to go up to Shemayim. And that's why they're not being accepted by a Kodesh Baruch. So we first have to do tshuva for our tefillah. And for everyone that means a different thing. For everyone that means a different emphasis. Whether it means being more on time, being more serious, having more kavana, understanding what we're saying, adding a kapitel to Tehillim. For everyone it means a different thing. But if we try to improve our tefillah, then we're doing tshuva on that tefillah. Then the tefillah will have the power that it needs. Then the tefillah will be sharp. And will be able to penetrate with its sharpness the heavens. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our tefillahs. Toward that end, we've asked Rabbi Heshy Kleinman, who had to come Baruch Hashem for a simcha of his grandson's bris tomorrow morning, Be'ezer Hashem. We've asked him to come early to share some words of inspiration. Binyanei tshuva, binyanei tefillah.
Oh. trust the Lord, the Asher, trust Rabbi Steinberg, trust the members of the Tzibur. What Biederfeld mentioned about earthquakes and the Chofetz Chaim's reaction. It's interesting, the Chofetz Chaim was told about an earthquake that happened over 80 years ago. In 1923, there was an earthquake in Japan, and close to 140,000 people perished. And in those days, they didn't have internet, they didn't have the levels of communication that we have, Hashem Haidikatzai. Nowadays, something happens on one end of the world, we find out about it literally simultaneous when it's happening. And one of the students came to the Chofetz Chaim, and he told him about this great earthquake and the great devastation in Tokyo, in Yokohama. 140,000 people perished. And the Chofetz Chaim, he started to shake, he started to tremble. And he was makabel atinus. Chofetz Chaim understood that when there's a tzar, when there's a pachad, what it means, the lessons that we need to take. It's not just earthquakes. I think Gemara tells us in Barakas and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Lo Nibru Ra'amim, when it thunders, the reason why it thunders and the Lifshoy Da'akmim Yishev Aleim, it's to straighten out the crookedness in a person's heart. And the Mashal explains, there's a pachad, a sudden fear, we're gripped, perhaps panic, we don't know what to do. So let me tell you what Rav Tzadok HaKohen tells us. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Meitiv. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulei Tov. And yet, this Tzaris, whether it's an earthquake many miles away, whether they're Acholim close to home, there's a pachad. And we look for direction. And we wonder, what is the Eibishter's message? What should we do about it? So Rav Tzadok writes in Tzidkus HaTzadik, Ois Kuf Samates, Kasher Noifel Ala Adam Pacha Me'ezer Dover. When there's a fear, you're gripped with the fear, you're paralyzed. You literally don't know how to react, what to do. But you know that you have to do something. Says Rav Tzadok, Oz, take up right away, Yavakei Shrachamim. Lihinotzel, he said. Daven to be saved from that pachad. So the pain, you should be painless. But listen, what Rav Tzadok explains, his insight. Ki lekach oirum in ha-shamayim ha-pachad zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that pachad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Meitiv, the ultimate Meitiv, gave us this pachad. You know why? Rav Tzadok continues. V'roitz erakshi yispalal ha'adam al adobah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitz el ha'hitim la'adam. The Eibishter is a Meitiv. He wants to give us kol tov. The Pasuk tells us in Bereishis, God created the world. Vayar lekim es kol asher osa behinei tov ma'ayit. This world was created for us to benefit. And yet there's tzaris in the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give us the tov. And therefore, says Rav Tzadok, Oz Mazbin Lufon of Tzah, of Pachem Ein of Azer, to get us, to inspire us to daven. All the Tov that comes about in this world is through Tefillah. We know the Chazal tell us there are three things that the world stands. Torah, Ba'avodah, Ba'agmilas Chasodim. Baruch Hashem, this tremendous Torah. Tremendous Torah here. And Klai Yisrael is known for their chesed. And yet, says Rav Ella Lapion, a person can fill up his personal Eitzei in Shemayim, a treasure house, your bank vault. You earned it. You'd like to access it. It's like you have an account over the web, and it's your money and it's there, and you're sitting at your computer and you forgot the code.
How do you access the thousands of dollars that you've worked hard for? It's there, it's yours. Senator Miller LaPione, you know what the access code to all the time of all the merit that we've accumulated, which we've accomplished through our Torah and our Avodah and Milas HaSodim, the access code is Tefillah. Ein HaShpoz Yodim Ela B'Tefillah. Because Tefillah is our access code. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that way. Adam HaRishon was standing at the beginning of the world. The world was about to begin. And what does the Pusik tell us? For Adam Ayin Lavin is Adoma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the call to him. And Adam HaRishon realized that it takes Tefillah. Sometimes people come up, I speak about Tefillah, and they come up to me privately and they say, yeah, but maybe that's a big person's Tefillah. Maybe that's someone who really, really, you know, he has a lot of merits, a lot of mitzvahs, tremendous amount of mice and tovim, good deeds. So let me tell you what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva. Rav Moshe writes, everyone's Tefillah is worthy to be accepted and to be heard. Everyone's, mine and yours, everyone. We have a tremendous power. It's called the power of prayer. And Rav Moshe says, it's even Anoshim Pshutim and even Bali Averos. Because Tefillah is a relationship. Tefillah is our way of getting closer like Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when we talk about things that happen in the world, and we have a pachad, and we want to have the toy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us, perhaps is an even greater message, that we have to come closer to God. And we have to do tshuva, but a very practical way of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through tefillah. He'amarti ki adaber. I have amunah because I speak. If I communicate, if I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that heightens my level of emunah. That enables me to connect and to realize that everything comes from Hashem. For Hashem, people come to daven. Mincha, shachar, ismayrib. But I'd like to suggest that tefillah includes davening whenever you have a free moment. He'emanti ki adaber. Ramil used to tell people who are in business, when you go to meet a customer, you go to meet a client, say a tefillah. The Chofetz Chaim was once received a letter from someone in a Polish army. He was far away from civilization. And he couldn't keep Shabbos, he couldn't eat kosher, couldn't do mitzvahs. He was becoming disillusioned, depressed, and he wanted to know, what's my solution? Chofetz Chaim wrote him back, if you have a free moment, you must speak to God. Because tefillah is a relationship. And a relationship means that there's any time, in any moment. That's the reason why I have a cell phone. Baruch Hashem, my children in Philadelphia, in Lakewood, wherever they may be, can call me at any time. There's no set time. Because when you have a relationship, you can call at any time. And a parent wants to hear from us. And it's the same thing with tefillah. I'll tell you a story, a Maaseh Shehoyah that happened with my mother, Aleha Shalom, in 1944, when Yimach Shemam, the Germans, were coming after the Jews in Hungary. And it seems that they told the Jews of the town to go to this old dilapidated hotel. 500 Jews crowded in to sleep. Probably you can fit no more than 150 to sleep. And they were there for 10 days. And they were safe. And one day my mother went into the town square and she met a Gentile woman who was her neighbor when she grew up as a child. And this neighbor said to my mother, she said, why don't you come? Come to my house, I'll hide you in the attic. You'll be safe. Don't worry. My mother said, but you know, we've been there for 10 days with other Jews. This woman said, I'll be back at the town square at 5 o'clock. If you're here, I'll be happy to take you. My mother went back, 4:45. She told me, she said, all of a sudden, I started to shake. I started to tremble. And I didn't know what it was.
And I told my youngest sister, I said, you know, we really have to get out of here. We have to go and meet this woman in the town square. My mother said that if sister said to her, how do you know she'll even be there? There was a curfew. They would close the gates at 5 p.m. We'll never get back once we leave. But she decided nonetheless. And I'll always remember the way my mother told the story. She said, I grabbed my sister's arm and she didn't want to go, but we just ran. And we looked behind us and it was 5 o'clock and the gates were closing. And here we were going towards the town square. Who knows whether we'll meet this woman. But sure enough, in the distance they saw, they ran to her and she took her home and she hid them. Overnight they were safe and sound in the attic. The next morning, 11 o'clock, this woman comes back from shopping and she yells for my mother to come down. And on the kitchen table is a newspaper. And the newspaper shows in the headlines, the front page, a big picture of that hotel, that dilapidated hotel where those 500 Jews were, safe and sound no longer. The building burned to the ground. All the people, the bodies strewn all over. And I said to my mother, I said, Ma, how did you know what to do? How did you know? You have to understand, my mother didn't have an education, yet she had this feeling. And she said to me something that she used to say to me often, which I always remembered. She said, when I have a dilemma and I started to shake, I realize it was a message from up above. You see, that's Rav Tzadik's message. When there's a pachad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to reach up to Him. He wants us to rely on Him. My mother said, I looked up and I said, Bashef Azisa, sweet Creator, help me, guide me. Show me the right way, what to do. And here I am, Baruch Hashem, today. Tefillah is not just something that we do in shul twice or three times a day. It's something that we always have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's a relationship. And when we do that, Ha'amati Ki Adaber, which happens to be the lesson for the times that we live in. Rav Gedalia Shor writes, Ikka B'Hagolus, we're at the end, the Achris Hayomim, and there's always Tzaras surrounding us. There are always struggles and difficulties. Rav Gedalia Shor writes that the Ikka lesson, the Ikka Nesoyin in Golus is Emune. Ve'emunos Chabalaylois. When it's dark, when we can't see our way, when it's difficult, when we don't see the hand of God, it all comes down to emunah. And we have to strengthen ourselves. And the most practical way to strengthen our emunah is through tefillah. Rav Shimshon Zalman Pinkus writes, HaMetzias Shel Tefillah Zu Emunah. What are we doing when we daven? We connect. We extol the virtues. We recognize that everything comes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's in the Moedim and we thank Hashem for everything. Whether it's in the bakashas that we make. In the requests. It all comes down to tefillah. And that also happens to be the lesson at the end of last week's Sedra, where the Pasuk tells us Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael and he tells the Jews, the Golus is over. We're going to leave soon. Get ready. Here comes the Geula, the final redemption at that time. And yet, what does the Pasuk tell us? The work became more difficult. The tzaras were even greater. And Klal Yisrael wondered, as did Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Geula. We're all the way at the end. And the Geula we know is right around the corner. And yet the tzaras become more difficult, more frightening. This is Geula. This is my Geula. So said Rav Matisyahu Salomon, a Yesod, and we have to internalize this idea that when the tzaras at a time like this, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And He knows that the Geula is right around the corner. We're this close. A couple of more merits.
A couple of more tefillahs said with heart. Heightened our level of emunah. Reaching out to fellow Jews. With this close. Not only both, who knows it. But he wants us to know it. And he wants to inspire us to realize, as Ramatri Sio wrote, that in the times when they were about to go out of Mitzrayim, the tzaras became worse. So we should not lose hope. We should not say, what can we do? Because we can do so much through our tefillahs, as Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, every individual's tefillah is worthy to be accepted in Shemayim. With the mice and toivin, to fill up our otza, to fill up our storehouse, our bank account in Shemayim. But ultimately, the code to access all of that is through tefillah. Mr. Melio writes, the tzaras and the Chevli Mashiach, why are they happening? So he writes, it's la'oire oisonu, to awaken us, shenachazei b'chol koichenu, to strengthen us with all our might, v'chochen atzmenu likrois ha-Mashiach. So we should prepare ourselves. It's difficult. The tzaras around the world, the tzaras that happens in our home, in our backyard, in our community. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate mate. Remember the lesson of Rav Tzadok HaKohen. Yes, it's true, there's a pachad, there's a fear. But what do we do with it? We reach up to our Avinu Shebashamayim, as the Mishnah in Saita tells us. At the end of days, ain't only showing ill Avinu Shebashamayim, the other one we can rely on. Like on his Baruch Hu, when he's trying to get us to recognize that. He's trying to get us to really focus. And yes, my tefillah and your tefillah can accomplish so much. It can accomplish for ourselves, for our families, for our members in our community. It can accomplish for all of Klal Yisrael. Let us be mechazik to the koyach haTefillah, to the koyach haEmunah, to strengthen ourselves, whether it means coming a minute earlier, whether it means davening for 30 seconds longer, whether it means throughout the day to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that way, we'll have Yeshuos and the Chomos for not only individuals and the community, but for Klal Yisrael and the whole world. Amen.